WMIS 92 on the river, Beaver Fever Friday, our final edition of the school season. Brian Schultz joined by Captain Ben Kinney of the men's hockey team. Benny, congratulations on what was a great career for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You dealt with a lot of stuff off the ice in your time here. You going to remember the adversity more and coming back from that? Are you going to remember a game in particular, or what are you going to remember the most?
Probably just the whole process. And, you know, the best part about being in mostly in college athletics is just having your teammates there. That's the best part. You grow to have 25 new best friends, 26 new best friends every year. And, you know, that's the most important part. And that's the thing I'll probably remember the most is my teammates.
This season obviously didn't go the way you guys wanted it to on the ice, but have you ever been a part of a team or known a team that was as close as you guys were and just couldn't seem to get a win?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it was just so tough, but we all stuck together throughout the whole time, and that was the most important part. I mean, it's not fun when you're not winning games, you know, but when you go to the rink and put a smile on your face and you work hard, that's the most important part, and I think we did that for most of the year.
You were a two-year captain here. What do you learn as a captain that you can hopefully use in real life now in the future?
Well, you know, it's just kind of managing people and kind of talking to different individuals kind of in a different way. Not everybody's going to respond to the way that you talk and the way that you kind of address situations. So, I mean, that's probably the most valuable part that I'll take with me is how to deal with certain people in certain situations like that.
Do you wish you had a sixth year so you could play with your brother?
Probably not. I don't. I probably wouldn't be fair to him. I mean, it would have been fun to play with him, but I'm okay with it. It's time for him to start his new chapter, and same with me.
Be honest here, and Rito's not listening. Could you ever imagine that Matt Reed would go to the NHL his first year and be this close to Rookie of the Year?
You know, I didn't see it coming that way, but I'm not surprised that it ended up like that. The guy has unbelievable work ethic, and he's just got a heart for the game, and just the way he plays, and he's a professional through and throughout, and everything he does, the way he lives his life and how he plays, I'm very happy for him, and he deserves everything that he's gotten.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. BSU hockey is the thing here. What's it like walking around town as a rock star?
You know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, people come up and say, hey, good game the other night, and as a team,
you're like, who are you?
Yeah, but as a team, you know, we really appreciate that kind of stuff. That the type of support that this community gives us, and how much they invest in our program, and even the women's program as well. You know, that just means the world to us to have 4,000 to 3,500 people showing up Friday, Saturday night to cheer us on against top caliber teams in the country. I mean, there's nothing better.
As a kid growing up in the Twin Cities, who went to Creighton, did you know Joe Maurer?
He was in 12th grade when I was in 8th grade, so I didn't know him per se, but I tell a lot of people that we hang out, though.
Growing up in the cities, obviously, I'm assuming everybody wants to be a Gopher, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why Bemidji State?
You know, growing up, I actually loved baseball more, like, because my whole family is kind of a baseball team. My brother actually played baseball in North Dakota for a few years. He's only a year older than me, but you know, once I got really serious about hockey, I mean, it didn't matter where I went. I mean, obviously, I cheered for the Gophers when I was growing up. But, you know, when it comes back to it, when it came down to where I wanted to go to college, I wanted to go somewhere that wanted me and where I could see myself being successful. And Bemidji State was the perfect fit for me.
Would you agree that Tom Cerutori is the perfect fit for BSU hockey?
Absolutely. I mean, the guy bleeds green. It's ridiculous for how much passion that he has for our program, and not only that, for this community too. The guy puts a lot of heart and sweat into everything that he does, and it really shows by the way he coaches and the way he cares for his players.
What's the future have in store for you?
I'm not quite sure yet. Still working on that. Trying to look and maybe get into some coaching. I got a few other options. Finally finishing both of my degrees, so I'm excited about that, and I got a few options out there, so I'm excited.
Well, Benny, again, congratulations on a great career and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Captain Ben Kinney of the BSU men's hockey team, our guest here on our final Beaver Fever Friday. We take a break and shift our focus to BSU soccer. Mallory Lowe joins Kelly next on a Beaver Fever Friday on the Beaver Radio Network.